Salutations, everybody. Welcome back, queens and kings, to another beautiful podcast.
Yes, right, and here, the brothers and sisters that are joining us. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Truth Sessions, Lifting the Veil, or TSLTV for short.
Yep.
Previously known as QKJJ. Uh-huh. Now, as always, I'm your guide, Queen Jam.
King Jerry's also in the house.
Yes, and as always as well, you can join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag TSLTVpod. Now let's get right into our honesty and smile pledge. To the best of our knowledge, we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and remember to embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile.
Because you have the weapon of knowledge, which is very, very important. But you want to get straight into what Bae is sipping, because I just heard her belch. That means something is coming back from that digestive system. Let me start first, because I don't want to be rude and try and point fingers. Okay, I do want to say that there is a minute, small amount of alcoholic beverage, tequila, which is actually a stimulant that has been taken in very small dosages. But on top of that, we have made sure that we have our H2O in place.
Got fresh water. We got Kanyan water now, y'all. If you don't know anything about that, you're going to have to wait till like another episode or do your own research on it. Because when you try to talk to people about Kanyan water, do you know anything about Kanyan water? They're like, yes. And they start, you know, whispering and stuff. So go ahead, do your research on that. Mm-hmm. And like King said, we're tasting this black owned tequila. We tried that.
Yeah.
Deleon is DELEON, I believe.
Yeah.
It's in a square bottle. Can't miss it. Top tier ish. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice and very smooth. When we do it, we doze it black. Yes. All right. Medication of choice for this week, we have a mixture of the CBD that, mm-hmm. Like I told you as well, told y'all too, we're testing out different CBD companies so that we can offer them to you all and mm-hmm. recommend them to you all as well.
Right.
We tried out 3 businesses, 1 local, 1 online, and another 1 online that was black owned.
Right.
The other 2, from the best of my knowledge, are not black owned.
Right.
So, yeah, so I have a combination of CBD. We got sour diesel. We got what was the C one? It was like champagne.
Champagne, yeah.
Yeah.
Champagne. There was
we got purple something.
Kush or something.
And then the one that I recently there was several that I recently purchased. I haven't even opened that yet, but it was like a birthday cake was one of the CBDs. The THC that we have this week is actually Cinderella 99, I
mm-hmm.
believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I do also want to point something out to you. If you actually have a scale and you are a medical cannabis
patient,
yes, I recommend you weighing your medication.
Oh, boy.
Because we have weighed our medication, our THC to be more exact, the one that's the highest, the more expensive of the cannabises, and or the cannabi. Nah, that's probably not plural for cannabis.
Octopi.
But anyway, so we weighed it out. Turns out we are being slighted.
Mm-hmm.
It's a point of a gram, you know, mm-hmm. it's not like a whole gram or anything, but either way, being slighted is very messed up, especially, you know, it's your medication. If you went and picked up your pills and you were slighted one pill, you are due said one pill.
I want the whole thing, nothing less. But if it is over, I do thank you.
Yes, and then the CBD that we purchased, they gave us over in the CBD, yeah, not under.
Exactly.
So that's another issue. So we're doing a blend of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how was your week, Kim?
I'm going to get straight into it. I never told you all my profession outside of what we have going on with our business, qkjj.org, which you can always catch and check out. Our business is open 24/7 since it is an online platform business. Mm-hmm. You can check out our Queenswear when it comes to head wraps, also our lovely treasures, and the same thing in our Kingswear. And let's not forget about our princesses and princes out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a collection that matches your creative ability when it comes to your design or whatever you're looking for. Let us know and hit us up. But I will tell you personally, I do deal with a company that is a third-party company technically that handles technological or technical issues with their customers on a day-to-day basis. This company definitely produces a product that's very similar each year, and you all purchase it each year. My personal preference and what I've been learning this week or going through this week has been fruitful, but I understand the technical side of business, and I will say to you all, if you have a prince or princess, heck, niece or nephew, little brother or sister, cousin, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm,
please get them into the technical
STEM field.
Yes, please get them
invest in them.
We
address that later on.
Yes, I just want to say that because the work that I'm dealing with, one, is definitely a blessing because I do get a chance to work from home. I do have the opportunity to, go through the process and understand exactly what we're being provided, especially on a software developmental level. If you have, again, those young adults that are in your home that you care about and they're interested in video games, hey, there's nothing wrong with you investing in a program in a software for them to learn on.
Mm-hmm.
So get them involved as early as possible. I don't care if it's just coding, or if you have a child that loves problem solving and wants to know why something's not working, why code isn't working, get them in right now. I'm telling you, because what I'm seeing right now, I'm looking at a company that's going to do one or two things. Either going to totally take over the entertainment and also the communications markets and industry that we have now. And they're doing it very slowly. And first it comes through entertainment, through the eyes and the mindset of your children. Your children are participating in a lot of games that are honestly just taking in the data and the information about what they do and don't like.
Yeah, people using it.
Yeah, and then secondary to that, companies are and have to keep evolving, and they have to update their systems, their softwares, to definitely be on top of any hackers that may want to utilize their own skill sets. But what I will say in general, please be aware that we all are moving into a realm which is definitely different. You do have your kids. Some kids are still at home, working. Doing their homework from school. At home, since school guidance has kept some kids at home and some kids, not all. But for those that, that do have that opportunity for their own kids and they're still at home, get them into software development, get them into the technical realm. And I know, we're going to talk about it, but it's important because this is what I'm going through. And what I'm seeing right now is I see a lot of people that don't look like us that are making decisions. I see a lot of people that don't look like us that are creating software that don't have our best interest at heart, except for, honestly, utilizing our data and what we do and do not like. And they're trying to simplify us to a measure or degree where it best helps them, especially when it comes to financial and selling point, which is any business. But I want you all to be, you know, pay attention, because your children are going to actually play the most intricate role in all of this. But again, personally, what I've been participating this week, I've been in participations of this large company that has rolled out new products for you all, and you've probably seen them. They've rolled out all of these ingenious things that are transpiring to make sure that your family is included in the process. Sure. That's how they claim that it's an ingenious, seamless a connection of information from one device to the next. And if that doesn't give you a hint, all I'm going to say is you have the future sitting in your home and you know them. You have to invest in them, because they're either going to be on the dinner table, or they're going to be at the dinner table. Someone's going to make decisions for them, or they're going to make the decisions.
Well, then, period, and we're the innovator, so it's very important that we are and still are the original. We were and still are the original innovators. That's
yes.
Something that's the main reason why we all need to have a seat at the table and need to make sure that we're also included in the conversation.
There you go.
Because at the rate that we're going, we definitely gonna end up like that movie. It was like Idiocracy or something like that, and it's horrible. Isn't that the is that the name of it?
It is.
All right. Anyway, so I would have to say for this week, I started a coding academy.
Boom.
They had a sale on their coding boot camp, and I was like, hey, I'm unemployed. Why not acquire another skill that will catapult me into the tech field? So if you're looking to get into coding, software development, etc., you can check out Udemy. That's the letter Udemy.com, and I'll leave that information in the show notes as well. Another thing is, we haven't gone ice skating in a while, but we were excited to switch it up a little bit and go roller skating. We've been trying to invest in roller skates. I'm not sure if anyone else has or look for roller skates, but they are hard to come by. They pretty much sold out thanks to TikTok, pretty much. That's what they said.
Yeah, thanks TikTok.
Yeah, so everybody just hopping on the bandwagon, because roller skating is black joy. Sorry to break it to you, okay? So we're going to do roller skating to switch things up, and we're going to go to our local skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the way in the car, skate fit on and everything. And what'd you say, King?
Not even open. Weren't even open that day. Mm-hmm. Felt bad. Felt bad because I was into it, and I was like, man,
y'all, we had our skate outfits.
What? We already went through the process, you know, the ice skating, get you prepared, same movements in a way, but you kind of change up some of the flow. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I didn't realize it until I got in the car. I was like, oh snap, this isn't the day that they're open.
Yep.
It's odd, but like Queen said, you know, if you have the opportunity to own your own, at least all you need is a atmosphere or a place where you can go ahead and freely skate. And it's unfortunate. It's been a little rough having to go through the process and finding one person. I know I was telling Queen specifically, and this is not any type of commercial, I guess, production or bringing anything to them. But Rydell skates have been pretty much sold out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess it's just because of the quality of the skates and how long that actual business. So that's been one of the most difficult finding. And we told you last time, if you know somebody that's selling some skates, and they definitely steal
a size 13 or size 8. If you can only find the size 8 and not the unimaginable size 13, I understand. Send them my way.
And if you
I'm not
happen,
gonna be held up because your feet
and
are
if you and if you have and if you happen to know that they're still in wonderful, great condition, they're still usable, not coming apart, not trying to finesse nobody, barely. If they're still in good TikTok shape and managed.
I just want new. I don't want used. I don't want news. I want brand new. Because I don't know what your feet looking like. I don't know.
So if you can't find Queens, definitely if you find a 13, let me know. If you can't find
please,
her, let
don't
me know.
Try to speak up over top of my request.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, another thing, I know you are always wondering, like, what are we watching and looking for other things to watch since we're all at home. With so much time on our hands to binge watch TV, even though I recommend doing something more productive than just binge watching. Try binge an episode, do something productive, binge an episode, you know, at least try to break it up because you don't want to get stuck in, you just try to remember when we were growing up. Some parents were always like, you know, get away from that TV. You don't want to be sitting in front of the TV all day, even though it seems like they're trying to get us pulled into TV more. You know, this is when we're like hearing the term binge watching and it's acceptable to sit there and binge watch TV all day. We need to also take into account that we should be doing something productive as well. Just like us, we were about to sit here and binge watch our fashion show that we're watching. And I was like, no, let's record right quick and then we can get back to laughing at these people and their designs and everything.
Absolutely. And the reason why we do that too as well, of course, it's always nice to know what you don't know. It's always nice to know what you can know. And it's always nice to get into just an area where you haven't practiced or haven't sat down and taken the necessary, the time to, you know, just honestly just take the next step. And a lot of what we're seeing too is what's funny with the fashion, how... I'm a save that for another one because I got a bone to pick with a fashion house. Y'all not even on my radar top fashion houses, but I got a bone to pick. I'll get to that.
We'll touch on that. I'll notate that. So some of the things they were watching, like the fast show we're talking about that we're watching, is Fashion Next or Next in Fashion actually. Yes. It's on Netflix. Yes. And another movie we watched that was pretty good. We talked about it last time, was Uncorked. It has a lot of great, it's a great movie on Netflix and has a lot of our great black actors as well. Some new old, some new, And like Niecy Nash and Courtney B. Vance, those people. We also watched Project Power. It's a really great movie. I can't remember if it was on Netflix or Hulu. Either way, check it out. It's has Jamie Foxx in it. Dominique Fishback, which is this fierce black queen in the movie, and there's this scene between Jamie and Dominique Fishback, who played, I can't remember what her name was, but either way, there's this moment where it's like father and daughter in between the movie, and it was really special. You can tell that Jamie wasn't only talking to her as a black woman, but like all black women and black people in general.
Yes.
And Courtney B. Vance is in that movie as well, so he doing his thing.
I haven't seen Jamie actually in a scene that actually showed that dynamic with him. It was a very touching scene, and I appreciate him doing that because not too many people, not only you have to catch that scene, but also catch the moment, and then definitely make sure that you execute. He executed that part.
Because he's felt such that. A great actor.
Yeah. Also, Fatal Affair with Nia Long, Omar Epps, and Stephen Bishop.
Bishop is the one that looks like Joe Budden and Common mixed. So that's who he is. If that's what you're trying to figure, like, who is Stephen Bishop? Some people do know celebrity names, but if you're not like. Sometimes I just have to see your face. It's not everybody's names I'm going to remember. I'm not picking seats for the Emmy, so it really doesn't matter to me.
Thank you, Omar.
Because that'd be the only time that they really be serious about. No, you can't put Omar next to Nia because Nia, like...
Thank you, Omar, because I actually got to see a villain in him.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a really good, suspenseful... and also, I got to see his bridging of acting, because I always knew that he could actually play a scary, like, a villain in a way.
He
it's those eyes when he's looking at you.
He was a psychopath.
Yeah.
That's what he was. He was a good one. Yes. And I also say, like, the stuff that you see, like, Nia Long and him doing in the very first scenes, you're like, we don't do this. Like, black people don't do this. But just remember, like, these are our little, like, Lifetime movies, you know, where it's like, it's unreasonable. It's illogical for us to be doing something like that.
And they have writers.
But, right. And they have writers. But these are one of our little movies that we can add that are not traumatizing and not triggering. It's just a cute, fun movie. And another movie for white people to look at and be like, oh, okay. They're not as bad as, you know, like I thought they were.
And isn't that just white folks, too? Because we expand our diaspora, as well. Definitely. We go all across the board and definitely global. And how we represent ourselves and others, definitely this was one of those. Again, it was a thriller for me. And I got to see Omar and definitely Stephen Bishop, which poor brother. You know, there's not too much that he could do in that movie.
It really wasn't.
It was. You know,
women, don't have your man out there looking stupid. If you kiss this dude, don't invite him over. I mean, don't let your husband go. Oh, I'm not gonna give it away.
Embarrassing moment. But overall, great job. Fatal Affair definitely should still be one of the top. It should be one of the top movies that are ranking or trending. It should be, but you know how that goes.
Exactly.
But we will take some time to do a little housekeeping.
Yeah, so not only did we rebrand our podcast, we also rebranded the format of our podcast as well. So don't worry if you see some segments moved around or taken out altogether. This episode is kind of like a little freestyle episode. I moved some things around to see how it would flow better. And we would appreciate your feedback on that as well. Just letting us know different flows that you like, the episodes that you like more. Is it the freestyle? Is it the formatted? Let us know. Hit us up with that feedback.
To say it nicely, please and thank you.
Yeah.
Outside of that, duh.
Yes, after I asked y'all a few times, like, then it's not going to be nice anymore. Like, where that feedback at? Run it. You feel me? But, you know, please and thank you. We appreciate all feedback. Our Shop Life we host is every Monday at 7:43 p.m. on
Tune
Instagram.
In, stupid!
I like that. That was cute. You got to record that now so you play that every time I say it. Because that was cute. And you can catch the replay of all of our past lives except the last one. I don't know what that was about. On there as well. So check out our Instagram. And you can click the link in our bio and see the information, be directed to our Instagram. We also have a Reviewing While Black series on our Instagram and on our YouTube page. That information is in the show notes as well. And we're always looking for legitimate black-owned businesses to feature in our Reviewing While Black IGTV series. And this is a great place where we showcase products live, we do the unboxing and everything, and give an honest feedback. And if you would like, you can even join us for, to have your business featured. So you could join us and talk about your business, why you created it, and talk about the product more in detail. Or you could just sit back and watch with everyone else as we give the feedback and do the unboxing and everything.
Yep.
Yes, so mainly we started the Reviewing While Black IGTV series because people were always asking where the black-owned businesses. So, boom, they are all the replays for the IGTV and the Reviewing While Black is available on our Instagram as well, and some as well on our YouTube. And if you are looking to be featured on there, please DM us or contact us via email with your business information. That would be very helpful because we're always looking for new businesses to review.
Mm-hmm. Looking for legitimate black-owned businesses to feature. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Also, exclusive access to us and our content can be found on our Patreon page. You can sign up for as low as $1. That would be 4 quotas.
Mm-hmm.
10 dimes.
No.
100 pennies.
Oh, you want the nickels?
With the nickel there. Somebody give me the nickels. Somebody give me the nickel now.
Okay, we're not going to hurt. We're not going to hurt you, man.
About like 20 nickels.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
about
sure.
20 nickels.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and put down them 20 nickels. 100
Way
pennies.
More than 20 nickels.
Huh? Huh? You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I'm... Y'all, he counted 20 on nickels. His... He counted on 20 his nickels. Real quick.
20 nickels be a dollar. Yeah. Or you could do 10 dimes.
Y'all should have seen how quick he came. Say, you sure?
Uh huh. Or 100 pennies. Or if you got 4 quarters,
oh my gosh.
It helped.
All right. Uh-huh. So they can only send us the jingle change in an envelope. They can't put that on their card. It'd be like 100 pennies.
100 pennies. So our Duchess and Duke, you know, again, that's a dollar for our Duchess and Duke tier. Higher tiers even go through our crowning ceremony as well. For more information on that, click the link at our bio or visit patreon.com/TSLTV.
Boom.
Our store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just like 7-Eleven, because it's online, of course. You can click the link in our bio to browse or visit qkjj.org. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you see a product and want to see what it looks like live, then you can watch and replay all of our shop lives on Instagram or click the link in our bio to be directed to our YouTube page with tutorials. That's always bling, good bling, because bling. We want to make sure that you're provided with the information. We don't just want to send you one little landing page here, little landing page there. We want to make sure that you get the full.
Yes, because some people are like, I only like Instagram, I only like YouTube. I understand. Because trust and believe, I was not going to go over to Instagram unless it wasn't a business move for me.
Yeah. Hey, media absent leisure.
Y'all, we about to jump right into it with this media absent news. I actually meant to, what is it called? I meant to read this last week, but honestly, when I was searching for an exact copy of the email, I'm going to tell you what it is first, because you're like, what y'all talking about? The leaked email from Brett Hankinson. I'm not sure if you heard about this, but he decided to email his fellow comrades, and I wanted to read that email to you all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to skip down to the email. I'm also going to leave the article, the link for the article that will in the show notes. Boom, 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 boom. So there was a Vice news reporter, excuse me, Roberto.
Coronavirus! No, let me stop.
You finished?
Yeah.
There was a Vice news reporter, Roberto Ferdman, was first to tweet screen grabs of Matt and Lee's email Tuesday, and the comments were packed with strong criticism of Matt and Lee. But the sergeant, who has never spoken publicly about the case, told Wave 3 News Natalia Martinez that his critics might have a different view if they read the email in its entirety. So, they did put a warning here. They said, warning, portions of this unedited letter may contain language that might offend some readers.
Right.
I wonder who those some are. We'll get to that now. So, here's the email. In quotes, I'm not here to give you a rah-rah, you got this speech. I'm not here to tell you that you signed up to help this community and to keep your heads up. I'm here to tell you I'm sorry I have to go through this. I'm here to tell you I'm sorry you have to go through this. I'm sorry your families have to go through this. I'm sorry the mayor, Amy Hess, and Chief Conrad failed all of us in epic proportions for their own gain and to cover their asses. You do not deserve to be in this position. The position that allows thugs to get in your face and yell, curse and degrade you, throw bricks, bottles, and urine on you and expect you to do nothing. It goes against everything we were all taught in the academy. Interesting. The position that if you make a mistake during one of your most stressful times of your career, the department and FBI, and in parentheses it says, who aren't cops and would piss their pants if they had to hold the line, in parentheses, go after you for civil rights violations. Your civil rights mean nothing, but the criminal has total autonomy.
Wow.
And continues on to say, we all signed up to be police officers. Facts. Mm-hmm. We knew the risk that we were willing to take them, mm-hmm. but we always assumed that the city had our back. Let's just pause.
The moment you assume you're making an ass out of yourself.
You're back for what? Murder? We're moving on. Would have our back. We wanted to do the right thing in the midst of an evil world to protect those who cannot protect themselves, to enforce laws that make it possible to live in a peaceful society. We as police do not care if you are black, white, Hispanic, Asian, what you identify as this week. Let me read that back again for y'all, because I have to let you all know what it looks like on paper. I'm not, like I said, leaving it in the show notes so you can read for yourself. He said, we as police do not care if you are black, white, Hispanic, Asian, comma, what you identify as ... this week, period.
This week.
Mm-hmm. We aren't better than anyone. This is not an us against society, but it is good versus evil. We are sons, daughters, husbands, wives, partners, brothers, sisters, dads, and moms. We are human beings with flaws, feelings, and emotion. Mm-hmm. Continues on to say, now I'm just rambling, but I want you to know that I'm still proud to be a cop, to be an LMPD cop, no matter the inaptitude in upper command or the mayor's office. This is one of the greatest jobs on earth. With that being said, these next few days are going to be tough. They are going to be long. They're going to be frustrating. They will put a tremendous amount of stress on your families. Do not let your ego get you in a trick bag. Have your partners six. De-escalate if possible. When you read that versus me saying it out loud, mm-hmm. it just didn't look right. De-escalate if possible. Do not give the pencil pushers at the top, you know, the ones who are too scared to hold the line, a reason to open investigations on you. The same ones that couldn't make decisions to save their lives. Yeah. We need leaders that lead from the front and not in the room under a desk. Do what you need to do to go home to your family. Just do it with dignity and make sure you can justify your actions, because everything's down there is being recorded.
Right.
And it continues on. I know y'all are like, really? I don't know a lot of you guys/gals, but I felt the love. Regardless of the outcome today or Wednesday, I know we did the legal, moral, and ethical thing that night. It's sad how good guys are demonized and criminals are canonized. Yes, it's canonized. So canonized. I'm gonna look that up. But like, pretty much like propelled, because like canon, great. But that side for a while. Put that aside for a while. Keep your focus and do your jobs that you are trained and capable of doing. Don't put up with their shit and go home to their don't put up with their shit and go home to those lovely families and relationships. I wish I were there with you leading the charge. I'll be praying for your safety. Remember, you are just a pawn in the mayor's political game. I'm proof they do not care about you or your family, and you are replaceable. Stay safe and do the right thing. You are loved and supported, in all caps, by most of the community. Now go be the warriors you are, but please be safe. None of these peaceful, in quotation marks, protesters are worth your career or freedom. Godspeed, boys and girls.
All right. That'd be from the officer that was involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. All right. Which...
Yes, and the former LMPD officer 31, Chuck Cooper, said the way Mattingly has been treated after being shot and injured in the line of duty is a travesty and an outrage, saying he stands and support his email to his fellow officers. Mm-hmm. Oh, but y'all, when I was reading this article, that wasn't the best part. His wife responded on Facebook.
Yes. Did she ignorantly respond?
I didn't even read it because I wanted to be just as shocked as everyone else. But I was like, what? So it says Mattingly's wife posted to Facebook Tuesday night in defense of her husband. She began the post by writing, "As a mother, I empathize with the pain Taylor's mother feels for losing her child." And then it goes on to say that in the lengthy post, she writes about the 5-hour surgery her husband underwent and the night of the shooting, and how her family has been in hiding since, and how it's caused night terrors and anxiety for her young son. Y'all, I think I'm going to just leave this here for y'all. I'm going to read the first paragraph, because when I say it's lengthy, this is at least... and I see thuggery in all caps, so I... So y'all can see how this is pretty much going to go. So I've spent 193 days staying quiet about the Breonna Taylor case. First, let me say, as a mother, I empathize with the pain her mother feels for losing a child. Her death is tragic, and that is something a mother should never have to go through. My husband was not scheduled to work on the night of March 13th, but volunteered to assist his fellow officers in time of need, as he often did. I will save all of the other details of that night for the AG's office, the Attorney General's office, to announce his decision. My husband was shot in the leg. It cut his femoral artery. If someone had not had a tourniquet, he would have bled out. This wasn't just a scrape that he encountered. He was in emergency surgery for 5 hours to repair and replace the femoral artery. He also received blood transfusions while in surgery due to the large amounts of blood loss. This was not a simple non-life-threatening injury that some are making it out to be. It has been 114 days since we received a phone call at 11 at night asking us to pack up our belongings as quickly as possible and leave our home due to the corroborated credible threats receiving and vetted by the FBI that there were active hits on our family. We have been in hiding ever since. I mean, we've all been in quarantine, honey, so anyway. Try explaining that to your young child without traumatizing him. Since all of this happened, he has experienced night terrors and so much anxiety that he becomes physically sick. Our adult children have been traumatized and displaced as well. The guilt of moving your in-laws, who are in their 70s, out of their house for their safety is overwhelming. Our lives will never be the same, and all because my husband was shot first while doing his job. Y'all, I'm going to leave it right there because we can just see it reeks of, it just reeks white woman. Just blaming the victim.
Yes. Okay. Let me go ahead and cut this nice thick slice.
Y'all can read the rest.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and cut this nice thick slice. because I appreciate Queen going through the process, because I already know, just sitting here looking at her reaction, y'all, she wanted to go in.
Because I was like, just read it.
Yes.
Don't say anything.
First of all, our first background meeting each other was actually in college, and we both participated in wanting to be lawyers. Criminal still justice are. It's definitely
just ain't got no little paper.
There you go. Criminal justice is the first thing we went through the process going, you know,
criminal injustice system. I'll
criminal
just say
injustice system, exactly. We went through the process of criminology studying, okay,
which I
went
love.
Through and passed, okay, criminology to you name it, all the way down to the actual
process, and all act, that.
Yes, even going into the act of it all. And
where are my law students?
And actually going through the scene of the crime, identifying what may or may not happen. But the interesting part out of everything that I found out, is when we start to bring up evidence, and especially when it comes to evidence that involves officer-involved shootings, I will say that there is a leniency when it comes to the rule of law. To law enforcement.
And also a union. But
in
yeah.
a union. Mm-hmm. That that definitely levies itself in the weight or the gains of those officers instead of the civilians that they're supposed to protect and serve. Now, I understand that this wife is taking the necessary position of being behind her husband.
She not. She could have just sat there quiet.
She could have.
And saved herself.
And I understand, because people react differently when they're in a sense of trauma. What I will say out of all of this case that we have all found, and that we hope the same thing that we wanted with Queen Sandra Bland, okay? We're trying to figure out what has happened. All right? Now, when you provide us with evidence that always is left out, and again, Queen said she will find it in the show notes for you with the Attorney General, Daniel Cameroon, or Daniel a Cocoon, all right, and feel how you feel, take it how you want to take it, but I'm going to tell you why I have utilized that racial epithet. I'm gonna tell you why I'm utilizing that racial epithet for that brother. All skin folk ain't your kin folk.
That's alleged brother, because there's body, whole black body suits you can buy.
There's whole alleged body suits that you can buy and still be a white man on the inside, or practice a mindset of white supremacy. Daniel Cameroon has definitely made sure he played his role. And I'm saying this in confidence, and I'm saying this without a reasonable doubt. When you decide as an attorney general that you're only going to charge those officers for shooting in someone else's apartment and possibly endangering their lives, but not the fact that one, the brother Kenneth was actually doing his job. Kenneth Walker was doing his job as a man.
Castle law to protect Kenneth, huh?
As a man and also a licensed gun owner, which didn't have any type of discrepancy when it came to supposedly him defending his home, as Queen has said, the castle law doctrine. I'm trying to figure out, and also in the state of Kentucky, you know, they're kind of lenient when it comes to purchasing firearms, so brother really didn't have to be registered, to be honest. But the fact that he did gives me a understanding of where he was as a man. I need to protect my home. Now, on the same side, if something goes down, I can say that, hey, legally, this is what I did. I went through the process. The state knows that I have this firearm. When those officers decided to participate in a no-knock warrant and there was no cameras involved, and that beautiful queen life was just taken unnecessarily, because apparently during their investigation they didn't have enough sense or evidence to, you know, I guess divvy up whether or not there was I guess some amount of evidence that would show up at the home. Guess what they found out? And this is when you hear people's opposite end, there's always sides of a story, and you can find the truth in the midst of it. The truth is the facts. We don't have any cameras, OK? okay? Mm-hmm. I wish the brother actually had a camera within the home or something that showed that, you know, going beforehand, because all we get is witness testimonies. And witness testimony ain't crap, all right? Yeah. Somebody could say, I saw a blue man even knocking on the door, or they could say, I saw a whole bunch of brown or whatever knocking on the door or not knocking, whatever the case may be. The issue that I'm having as a just going into the injustice, that's the whole point. It's the injustice. Mm-hmm. We don't ever think that our lives are going to be taken just all willy-nilly and crazy. The parallels of what happened made me aware that justice has been divvied up into a space where you're either are, you aren't. You are this or you're not. And it seems as though that this brother, even going through the legal skips and jumps to make sure that he protected himself and his family, he's not even given protection. I'm trying to figure out where the NRA is at, but he's not even given the proper defense to say, hey, you know, folks can't just break into your home and just start doing up anything, especially if you don't know who they are.
Y'all, this story has changed so many different times. Next we're going to get into the jurors actually being able to talk about the indictment process, because the Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, actually is the one who was trying to stop and impede the fact that there were jurors who were willing to talk about the indictment process. So there was a judge that ruled against Daniel Cameron, and they will allow Breonna Taylor grand juries to talk about the indictment process, and we will get into that next week as well. Yes.
Again, I didn't want to go too far. You can read it, you know, process. And for all those that I'm not trying to hurt no feelings, but all those that read at an eighth grade level, okay, just take your time. Because it's information that you need to understand. Mm-hmm. What happened was, and I'll just say it, that was a very loud dog whistle. The dog whistle is, if you're black, I know they try to sling around the minority thing, or the brown thing. I'm just keep it real with y'all. They're letting us know that, yeah, we may have did a piss poor investigation, and we probably didn't go through the proper procedures, and we probably did kill someone. Definitely should be charged for.
They just keep lying.
They're not letting you all know the danger behind this. Is saying, yeah, when someone's shooting at your head, especially law enforcement, yeah, there's no point in defending yourself. That's what they're telling you. That's what I hear. I hear, nah, you can't defend yourself. No, absolutely not. No.
I hear that these are scary individuals who, like he already said, are already triggered when they go into work. If it was up to me, like I told King, your body camera would be on from the moment you get in that squad car. As soon as you put your uniform on, your body camera should be on. Anytime your camera goes off, you are eliminated, okay? Fear factor style. All that stuff. You're done. Yes.
Now, I will say this. The cop did point something on something that I did find interesting. There are politics at play. There are pencil pushers that are definitely at play. And there are people that are literally pawns.
I.e. them. Being a tool of white supremacy. But, you know, we're not getting into all that.
We're not getting into all of that. Just protect yourself and just understand.
People always try to blame.
Just understand what's going on around you. But in
On a lighter note.
On a lighter note. Entrepreneur.
Finding and supporting the best black eateries is now going to be a lot easier thanks to the entrepreneur Braxton of Richmond.
Yes. So this entrepreneur launches a new app to empower foodies to support black owned eateries. Now, finding and supporting the best black eateries is now a lot easier thanks to, again, the entrepreneur Braxton Richmond's launch of the new app. I'm saying it so y'all can go ahead and download it. I'm saying it so y'all can do it. Black Foodie Finder. It's really that simple. Black Foodie Finder. Go ahead and go to your little Google store. Go ahead and go all the way over to the App Store and just type in Black, B-L-A-C-K, Foodie, F-O-O-D-I-E, Finder, F-I-N-D-E-R. Hmm. Please support, because you know what you're doing? Now you're pushing the money back in the community, and we're practicing economics.
Black economics.
Black economics. That's all y'all gotta do. Just download the app, and when you get hungry, you be like, what do I want to eat?
Black on everything, and I'll leave the link to the article.
Yes.
Excuse me, in the show notes as well, so you all can take advantage of that.
All right, y'all. And we're going to hit you up with something that's very straight in your face. America sucks, and Africa is winning.
Yeah.
And I told Queen when she said this too as well. It was kind of strong how she said it. But it was the reason. The reason why I'm saying that right now is, as Queen mentioned before too, you know, we are in the midst of a global pandemic. But I want you all to keep in mind.
I'm still going out to events like it's not, though, but that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm. I want you all to remember that this is affecting us again globally. But it seems as though one continent has been, and the countries within the continent has taken beautiful precautions to make sure that their numbers have stayed well below the rates of.
What continent y'all think that is?
What continent? I'll give you 3 seconds. Boom! If you ain't catch it, that was Africa.
You scared me. I was ready for the 3 second mark, but wasn't all at the same time. It's facts.
That's Africa.
Well, we gave it away with America sucks, Africa's winning. Now that I think about it,
well,
anyway.
Well, North America
we could have honed in on a country.
Yes, could have. Yes. But the countries within Africa themselves, except for a few like South Africa and Egypt, you know, they've been, they need to do better with their numbers. But
you're working on day, not Florida.
What I will, right, what I will say is that the beautiful brothers and sisters in Africa, within the continent, and of course in the diaspora, within those dynamics within those countries, have made sure that their precautions, after all the things that Africans have been through, through Ebola, through yellow fever, oh man, through malaria, so many outrageous bacterias and viruses that have plagued that continent. And we find ourselves in a predicament where experience is the best teacher. This dynamic of where we are right now is a turning point of where Africa is going to project itself. And what I mean is, when it comes to preparing for the worst to possibly happen, I believe that we're going to have to start paying attention to Africa, because
the motherland,
there's no better saying than stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And through Africa's trials and tribulations, they have stayed ready so they don't have to get ready. Even though their infrastructure when it comes to medical and it may not be modern or up to date for some, but the preparation of how it could affect the people is more important than the actual facilities that you have in place and the technology to actually care for those people. One is called preventative maintenance. Just like we all do with our car. You make sure that you get the oil change. Make sure that you change the filters within the car. Make sure that your tires are right. Make sure that your engine is well tuned. Make sure that your anything else, whether that's interior, exterior, anything that may cause a performance issue, you want to go through the process of preventative maintenance so that if the worst does happen, you've set up a predicament where you know the outcome and you've put in place pre-preparations for the worst possible outcome. Africa, as a whole continent, we thank you for your contributions. We thank you for being prepared. We thank you for being a leader in a time where, again, America is supposed to be the leader. The European Union is supposed to be leaders. Chinese are supposed to be leaders as
they take all the resources from them right. to build themselves up.
Thank you for showing your leadership, because a lot of people aren't going to admit. And the funny part is, people downplayed on how Africa was going to be affected. A lot of folks, so many other places thought that Africa was just going to be ravaged. And you know what you did? You provided us with exactly what we needed to hear. And no matter what we go through, we are survivors.
Okay.
We think things through and we pre-plan just in case. And there's not a lot of people, and I'm going to say this because I'm living in America, who we are surrounded around are people that are so selfish in their own thinking that they're not taking the necessary precautions and the understanding of others. They don't know here in America that their selfish actions, and maybe some do, are affecting people that can actually save them. They're just ignorant through the process that they're so selfish that it's not gonna touch me. I don't know nobody that's died. I ain't got sick, so I shouldn't worry.
Y'all, to all of my black witches, to all of my black spiritualists out there, I don't know about you, but it seems like someone did that return to sender spell on America.
Not just America, but anybody who participated in that process.
I only say mainly America because I know I'm from here. I know the history and what they try to teach us as Americans, how great we are as a nation, and we should be over top of all these other countries. It just seemed like somebody was like return to sender, 1,000 times fold. Okay, because they used to tell us to laugh, like we talked about one of our other previous podcasts. Like they teaching us, like look at these people in China wearing masks. Like, laugh at them. Now look at us.
Look at us.
And so we shall. Please put on masks before entering store.
Please.
You will be asked to leave.
Please.
Africa, a mask in America, what?
Africa, again, we thank you. For those countries that are being affected, look at your neighboring brother and sister country, whatever the case may be. Look at your neighboring countries within the continent of Africa.
And say neighbor.
A neighbor. What can we do? Because it's going to take that whole, as a whole, to work together. Okay?
Facts.
I'm going to tell you right now, America and everybody else is gunning for y'all. Any Africans that are still in Africa, listen to us right now. Gunning.
Okay? Trying.
So don't forget, as well as you all are doing, please be prepared, because they are gunning. And this is just the first wave.
Okay, remember that. Because they keep threatening a second wave. So, moving on to our positive shout out for this week. We shout out to all of our black prodigies. I put prodigies in quotes because the definition of a prodigy is a person, especially a young one, endowed with exceptional qualities or abilities.
Now, all of our black youth is gifted, and that's a fact. It's already been studied and published, proven. We fail to equip them with what they need. I mean, in general, you have to invest in your children. Stop telling them, no, you can't do this because, or give them a chance. Just give them a chance because we have to remember, as adults, we were here to be a guide, not force or burden our youth, but lift them up and do everything possible to make them the best them that they can be themselves. Yep. And guess what you do when you invest? You reap the benefits.
Exactly. Okay? There's a lot of people who didn't invest in their children and see other people invest in their children. They probably sitting there like, dang, what could my son or daughter be? So with that said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop forcing your kids to follow in your broken down ass footsteps. Sorry to break it to you. You can't pass down a 9-to-5 no matter how much you try.
Okay? Ha. Ha. Now our sponsorship, our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. We enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content on a consistent basis, of course. You can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you listen to us, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. You know, give us a 5-star rating. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or giving us a heart on SoundCloud. Just simply supporting and utilizing your finger or your toe or your nose or somebody else's finger, toe, or nose and just have them. Can you just go ahead and give them that 5-star review, give them that heart? Okay. Just go ahead and just, if you can't do it, just have someone else. Just tell them, I'm going to close my eyes and I need for you to do it for me. Just go ahead. Now, you can literally Google QKJJ, and there is going to be a plethora of us and all of our details.
Mm-hmm. And you can make the monthly commitment to us using our Patreon page. It's Patreon.com/TSLTV. We have tiers there. And we have a goal of 200 patrons. And once we get to those 200 patrons, we'll be able to provide you more content on a consistent basis. And long-term goal is for us to be recording ourselves visually so you can see us as we're recording the podcast as well. If you do not want to contribute monthly to the podcast, but you would like to, you know, drop us some money here or there, we have a PayPal option. And we also have Cash App option. So for PayPal, it's paypal.me/QKJJ. And then for the Cash App, it's $QKJJ. And another way to support us as well is purchasing from our store, QKJJ.org. Mm-hmm. All of my head wrap queens, all of my head wrap kings out there, you need something to manage your hair perfectly, go check out QKJJ.org. And you can follow us on social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ.
All right. And non-monetary ways to donate. You can tag us when you are listening to the podcast. Of course, you can share the podcast on your social media platforms. And we are asking that you tell two people about this podcast. Just two other people. And I know you know two other people because I'm pretty sure if you look at your phone right now or social media platform, you have more than two friends. And if you don't, you can definitely go ahead and add us and, you know, we'll be one of course one of two friends that you need to add on to.